Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute it's carbs are bad, and then the next it's, no, actually carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Bert to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Bert. Forhers.com/Bert. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
Moro Casino. America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
The Bert Show.
Hello?
Hello.
Makai.
Hey, how you doing?
Good. How are you today?
Good.
Man, thanks a lot for taking the time to join us.
Oh, man, it's a pleasure.
Let me go right around the room, and this is going to take a while because we have 19 people on the show. I'm Bert, and this is Jan.
Hello.
Hey, how you doing?
Good.
And this is Wendy here.
Hi.
And this
Wendy.
And Melissa.
Hey, Makai.
How you doing?
Good.
And Brittany's not part of the show, but she thinks you're hot, so she's...
Hey.
Needs-
Hey, what's happening?
Well, man, before we go forward, we got to go backwards a little bit and talk ER here for a second.
Yes.
I'm really curious. I guess it's in 2008 that the producers / writers of NBC decide, okay, we're probably done with your character here. Was that a contractual thing, or is that something they tell you about beforehand? And
I actually had a lot to do with that. It was kind of a thing where I felt like it was time to go. You know what I mean? I had done the character for a long time, and it was just time to go. So it wasn't like a thing where they were going, okay, well, we're tired of Dr. Pratt. They actually say, I just felt like it was time to go. You know?
How that must have been a very difficult decision to make, because I mean, from what we've heard as actors, I mean, you're always a little bit insecure that you're not going to get like a really meaty, juicy part to continue to play. And here you have one on one of the greatest shows in TV history, and you're saying, you know what, I'm just sort of done with it.
Well, yeah. Well, you know, the thing is, that's the business that we've chosen. You know what I mean? And it is very unorthodox, and you don't know what's coming up next. But that's the nature of the beast. You know what I mean? And got to be confident in yourself that you will again prevail and work again one day and do more great things.
Is there a fine line between being too being on a show too long and being stereotyped or typecast rather than and knowing when to leave?
Yeah, I think so. The beautiful thing about television is that you do get a chance to really be in people's homes every week, and they really do get to grow with you. The bad thing is that you can get locked into a particular character. In my case, I don't really feel like that was going to be the case. You know, like I had started out already doing films and other things like that, so it wasn't like this show was my first foray into the acting arena. But you know, sometimes you just want to keep it fresh. You know what I mean? And it's just that time.
Makai Pfeiffer joining the Bert Show on Q100 this morning.
Now, Makai, you co-starred opposite Eminem in 8 Mile. I'm just curious about Eminem taking this step away from his career and coming back. You think he can make a comeback?
Oh, definitely. I think that, you know, Eminem was one of those rappers that when he wasn't here, I think his presence was definitely missed. I don't think that the void that he had when he wasn't rapping anymore was filled. So I think that his presence is definitely going to be felt again, I hope.
I think we read this morning that you started out in the rap industry. Were you rapping before Eminem was rapping?
I don't know if I was rapping before him. I was definitely doing it, years ago. I don't know how long it took him to actually make it, but I'm pretty sure he didn't just wake up one day and said, I want to rap.
I'm pretty sure that's true.
So I'm pretty sure from the time we're about the same age, so, you know, I'm pretty sure we're probably, you know, stepping into the arena around the same time.
When you work with somebody like him, is that somebody you get close to on the set? Do you become friends with your co-stars?
Oh, definitely. I mean, we definitely had a good time and we hit it off. We had a hell of a lot of fun. You know, we took us about 5 or 6 months to shoot the film, and I had the best time. And, you know, I grew to love Detroit, you know what I mean? So it was just a lot of fun.
Would you ever go back to rapping?
Ah, man, not right now. I mean, I'm already past that heyday, you know what I mean? I'm already in my 30s, and, you know, those days are over. I haven't rapped in years.
What about a movie with rapping?
that probably wouldn't be that bad. I mean, it just depends on what it is and what the role is and, you know, what it is that we're doing.
You know, before we get into Lie to Me here, you know, Ashton Kutcher is in Atlanta right now, and he's filming a movie. Is there anything that you haven't said to him yet about your Punked episode that you would like to say to him?
No, it's funny because I bumped into Ashton. No, you know, it's all good. There's nothing, no ill will, no. I don't harbor any bad feelings towards anybody. It was actually pretty funny.
After something like that happens, you got to be sort of like a little bit curious at anything out of the ordinary that happens on any given day. You're like looking over your shoulder. Is that an Ashton Kutcher thing, or is this really happening to me?
Well, you know, it's so funny because they really did a good job with that show, because you really don't expect it as much as you want to say that you're on point, you know, and I'm a New Yorker, so I always feel like I'm a New Yorker, you know, I know what's going on, but, you know, you just never know. They really do a great job with that.
Well, talk to us about Lie to Me. I mean, you've got the benefit of being on a TV show that is going to go down in history as one of the greatest TV shows ever, and here now you sign up to do Lie to Me. There's got to be a lot of pressure on the people around you right now.
well, yeah, it's actually a lot of fun, you know, I just thought it was a great opportunity. You know, Tim Roth is great, and, you know, obviously I love Brian Grazer and all the work that he's done, and I know Brian, he's a great producer. So, you know, I just felt like, you know, and the thing about ER was I really got in on the 9th season. So, you know, it already got all its accolades, and, you know, it was already a well-oiled machine. It's nice to sort of get something on the ground up and be a part of the show from the ground up.
And you've been doing a lot more producing and directing lately. It seems like you're maybe moving behind the scenes a little bit more in the industry.
Yeah, well, you know, I love both sides. I love both facets. You know, I have directed, but, you know, I really love producing and I love acting. You know, so I'm definitely you know, always looking for other opportunities to branch out.
But we think that you're hot, so we want you in front of the camera. not behind the camera,
yes,
okay?
Take that love, and I, you know, continue to do so.
More FaceTime for you, please.
Hey, thanks a lot for your time, Makai. Appreciate it.
No, thank you, guys.
Good luck with Lie to Me. Bye-bye.
Bye, thank you.
The Burt Show.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Spring is sprung, and big savings are in full bloom at Menards. Visit Menards Garden Center for everything you need to get your garden growing. Choose from hundreds of beautiful, colorful flowers, lush trees and shrubs, and everything in between. Menards Garden Center is back in bloom. Stop in today to get your garden on. Check out fresh deals happening now at Menards.
Save big money at Menards.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.